bright sunshine day. Gonna be a bright sunshine day. Look straight ahead, nothing but blue skies. Straight through the clouds, there's nothing but blue.
Already a bright sunshiny day. We bring the sunshine with us. Well, good morning, beautiful people. This is the beginning of the Lenten season. And we all know that the Lenten season is that season in preparation for Easter, in preparation for the resurrection. 40 days plus 6 Sundays. And it's a time of exploration, and it's a time of looking within ourselves, taking a few moments apart. You know, if we don't prepare to receive, we can miss it. I can think of many things in life that I had not prepared myself for. And all of a sudden, it had passed me by. So we don't want to miss the opportunity to grow the Christ that is within each and every one of us. Lenten season is also a time to turn from the outer. Now, we know there are a lot of outer signs, but we want to focus and really dwell within. That's what I like about Unity Way of Study. We believe in taking everything in and working from the inside out. So it takes commitment, it takes preparation, and our willingness to always move forward, being open and receptive to these truth principles and teachings. So, is your mind open and receptive to the truth that you're studying? It must be, because you come here Sunday after Sunday, you come to classes, you come together in fellowship with one another. Well, at least we did, and we will again. But we are not only receiving, but more important is how we process the information that we receive. You ever talk to a child and you're trying to impart on them some special type of wisdom? And they're way out in the outer 40 in their minds. They're not paying one iota attention to what you're saying. And then they go on and they do what they do. You know, sometimes that happens with those of you with children. You do all you can to impart the wisdom, to give them the opportunities, and then they go off into the world. And that's where sometimes the disconnection happens. I know for me it happened, but one thing my grandmother made sure that the seed was planted in us. The seed of God, because I don't want to say Jesus Christ, because we're not following the man, but that seed of truth was planted in me at an early age. And it so happens that it must have fell on good ground, because down the road, here I am. I'm right back at the beginning, sorta. So, I'm going to read you a set of scriptures. And you all probably know this story of the sower, but I'm going to read it for the purpose of this lesson. And it talks about a time when it's from Matthew 13, beginning with the first verse through the 10th. And it talks about a time when Jesus went and he sat by the seaside, and a multitude of people gathered unto him. And so to be able to communicate with them a little better without them crowding around, and he got on a boat and he sat down, and the whole multitude sat on the shore. And he spoke many things to them in parables. Parables, he used parables because those are the things they could understand from that period in time. We speak parables, or sometimes I speak modern day parables up here, things that you can identify with and understand. So he spoke to them in a parable saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some seeds fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up, because there was no depth to the earth. But in springing up immediately, the sun was up and they were scorched because they had no roots. They withered away. And among them, some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded crop, some hundredfold." And Jesus said to them, "He who has ears, let him hear." And that's simply those with their eyes open spiritually, they'll receive, and they will go forth and multiply. So let's talk about this a little bit. In Revealing Word, Charles Fillmore wrote that the seed is the word of energy, of divine energy. Let's say capital W, word of divine energy. And Jesus was talking about the things he came to show us. You know, things like love one another. You know, be kind to one another. Later in Matthew, you have a breakdown of this set of passages that he gives. And in the breakdown, for the very beginning, the seeds that fell and didn't take root, it says, these truths were taught by Jesus Christ. And the truth is, if we take in the word or the seed and don't understand it, we can be easily led astray. Those do not take root and hold. We're led. We just go to church. I'm trying to think of a good example. We go to church, we learn these things, then the minute we get out the door, poof, they're gone. So in preparation to receive, we need to explore our thoughts to receive the fullness of the Christ consciousness. You know, if we haven't already done some cleansing work, rooting up some of this stuff that might have taken root that was not the word of God, then Jesus Christ said, you must release that. We read it this morning. Let go, let God. We must release anything that does not support our spiritual growth. There's a popular scripture, if you have aught against anybody harboring an injustice or harboring a resentment or doubt, anything like that holding you back, you must release those things in order to be able to receive the truth. You know, you can't pack stuff in. You can't crowd. A crowded highway, where does it go? Almost nowhere, right? We want room for everything to flow freely as it should. So I believe the key is in processing. So if we take the seed falling on rocky ground, and, you know, we think about someone who comes and they hear the word and, oh, it's such a joyous thing, but let one speck of adversity hit them, what happens? They forget everything they've learned, right? They let go of all that they said. They forget that there's one presence and one power. That goes out the wayside. It's lost in transit. You know, I often think about that movie. Anybody see that movie, Lost in Translation? That's very interesting. You know, we can lose a lot in the translations of things if we're not I think that more as important as receiving, we also must learn how to process the information we receive, how to process it and use it for the good. You know, some people take it and use it for evil. There's scriptures that tell us it rains on the just and the unjust. How fair is that? Well, we don't focus on the fairness of that. We focus on what is true, standing in that presence and power of God, being obedient and following our way sure, how he went about processing life is how we should be about it. And there are many things in the Bible, many parables that he talks about. We are to be going about teaching too. We're walking teachers, as you might say, because we, through our experiences, guess what? Someone's watching you and they're learning. What do you want to express? God wants to express through us. But if we block that flow, what are we expressing? Myrtle Fillmore, and a co-founder of the Unity Movement, says, our minds receive from two sources. universal mind of being, and the intellectual activities of the individual minds around about us. That which we receive from the mind of God is always good, always helpful, always health-inspiring, peace-inspiring. And if we're open to those things, guess what? We're cultivating good soil that allows good ideas to take root and grow and to lift our universe to that high frequency of possibilities. Now, that stuff we receive from others, from our senses or the minds of others, it may be true or helpful, or it may be false and harmful. How do we tell the difference? Well, take a moment and think about that. How do we tell the difference? It's all in how we're receiving the information and processing it. I always ask Spirit, is this true? Is this the path I should take? Is this what I should be doing? Is this for me? Is this mine to do? And that gives me that answer. You know, most important thing for all of this is prayer and meditation. Because why? It puts you in touch with your inner guide. It awakens the intuitive nature which is in all of us. It's the seed that falls on good soil. It's the seed that falls and we take it in and we understand it, and not only understand it, what do? Unity, one of the five principles. We walk the talk. We produce the crop. We yield. We yield what we have sown. And that's true. And so that's why we pray and meditate and do the work. We're preparing ourselves to receive. Now, we have this Lenten season time frame, but guess what? That can occur always. That 40 days can occur in one day, one night, because it symbolizes completion. And we want to come to a point within where we embark upon our wholeness, know what we are, and know the difference between what we are and who we are. I am the Christ. That's my true nature. But I'm here on this experience as Vernetta. That's who I am. So don't get those two mixed up, because that makes a difference in how you're perceiving the seeds that you're receiving. You want them to fall on fertile ground. You want them to take root. You want them to hold solid so that when that challenge comes up against you, you stand in your truth, no matter what the appearance is showing. Who here has watched the news lately? You know, those are seeds too, but those are not the good seed, because they're not, it's not based in truth. You get your truth from within, and you discern from within out what you're hearing and what you're taking in. and what you're deciding is true for you. You know, that makes a big difference in life. I heard a minister say that, it says that God should have sent with us a manual so that we would have the instructions on how to live this Christ life. But you know what? He did. We do have a manual. Have you taken time to consult your manual? Your manual is the Christ. The Christ in you holds the intelligence and the spark of everything that is. How often do you turn the pages? You know, our prayer work is turning the pages, sitting, taking time, developing. So what are you prepared to receive this Easter season? Are you prepared to receive the resurrection, which is the awakening within you where you know what you are? Yes, you're prepared. I want to see some head nods out there. You're prepared because we're coming in here and we're blending our consciousness and lifting one another up. Preparation to receive. We're on that road right here, right now. And one of the major things is taking time to pray. Let's take some time in meditation. Let's take some time to know who we really are. So I invite you to take a deep breath and to release any concerns that you brought in here with you today. Yes, it's a beautiful day, but let's lay aside those thoughts of going out into this day and creating a wonderful experience. Let's just lay that aside for a moment and make this inward journey. And to make the inward journey, most of the time we have to get out of our head, out of that thinking space, out of that space that's telling us what we're going to do next. We want to just relax into our hearts and just be. Be the spiritual beings we were created to be. That's how we plant seeds on this good ground. And the yield is coming into a greater fullness of that Christ presence, that Christ mind that we are. So we take a deep breath, and as we release, know that you are in your right place. This is the right time to begin not only this journey at hand right now, but your journey beyond this time of meditation. Letting Spirit talk to you, connect with you, lift you, love you. That's what this is all about. And so we come to that point within where we step over the threshold and into that space where there is no time. There is only light. There is only love. There is only peace. There's only wisdom. There is only all that is of Spirit. Tending to our every need as we take a moment to sit by the quiet. And in the quietness of this moment, we receive our gifts. Holy Spirit, we give thanks this morning. We give thanks for the energy that is moving in and throughout the universe, connecting us together in oneness. We give thanks that we can come together with like minds and lift up our experience of the true nature of our being. We give thanks that we can greet one another, beholding the Christ in each of us. We give thanks that the seeds of truth have been planted on good soil, roots going deep and holding. And anything unlike the truth is being cast out into the sea. And what is left is that is pure, that is whole, that is our true essence. So for this and all things this day and this day forward, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, divine energy of the universe. And it is so, and so it is. We claim it. Right here, right now. Amen.